You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
Welcome back. A story we did not expect would be our lead today, and that's the firing of Alabama's baseball coach, Brad Bohannon. According to ESPN, sportsbook surveillance video indicated that the person who placed the bets at a casino recently in Ohio was communicating with Bohannon at the time. We've had a lot of comments and statements from the university, from the league, nothing from Bohannon, and that is where we are at the 6 o'clock Eastern time, 5 Central part of the day. It's been a long one, but a lot of confusion. This is where we are. We'll talk to Kyle Peterson, bottom of the hour, ESPN's top college baseball expert, on what this means to the sport just as we move toward the tournament part of the season. Handsome Joe is up next. Good afternoon.
Roll Tide, roll, Paul Feinbaum. And you know what? Hey, I wished I had a friend head coach somewhere to help me when I'm placing me a bet. I mean, dadgum, it must be nice. I mean, this man threw his whole career away to help somebody out with a bet. And Paul had just, I mean, he's not going to get another coaching job, not even at a high school level.
Well,
I mean,
he just threw. I think the real question is, why did he do it? And what did this person, was he just helping out a friend? Or did this person have something over him for another reason? How many other times this has happened? There are so many unanswered questions now that we have one critical part of it at least better understood.
Right, and I think I heard you say earlier in the show that this could possibly be criminal investigation on this too, right?
Well, I would think so. Yeah, I mean, if you're, I mean, right now, if all he did was, we don't know anything else. I mean, this is the mere the minimum. I would think the feds would be involved. Yes.
Yeah, they got to be, Paul, and because I tell you what. I'd hate to be in his shoes right now. And I tell you what, if by the universe, if he's found guilty of anything like this, I think he ought to pay the money back, whatever he got paid salary.
Right now, what he, I hope he's done is hired a criminal defense attorney. And that has to be his biggest concern right now. He's lost his job. Now, you know, what else could happen next? And I have no earthly idea. This is to the extent that we know.
And he's not that good of a coach. Well, I mean, Alabama hasn't had good coaching in baseball like ever that I can remember. I mean, maybe we'll go out and try to get somebody that actually knows how to coach baseball that wants this team to win and get those bonus money without this side betting stuff. But one more question I want to ask, Paul, and you may know the answer to this. How come we never hear any Vanderbilt people calling in? I mean, why ain't they calling in complaining about where they're ranked at?
I
hear from every fan base in SEC and some outside of SEC, but I never hear a Vanderbilt fan calling in. I mean, they do have a baseball team. They should be chiming in today. I mean, I just curious, you know, why they just silent all the time, Paul. Just because your team loses football all the time, you can still call in and be a fan. I mean, our man calls in and Auburn sucks. So, I mean, you can still call in, right?
Well, absolutely, yeah.
I mean, I don't know why they should call in, because I tell you what, if nobody's talking about them, who's going to want to come see Vanderbilt? They'd never even hear the name out. I mean, the only way Vanderbilt's ever going to do anything in football
is
they get Nick Saban and Kirby
Smart. Did you see our headline earlier with the new poll out from The Athletic?
Yeah. I don't agree with that either.
Yeah, for those who missed it, and this is the second or third one this week. I think it's the third poll. We had 24/7, then we had ESPN, and now The Athletic. And Alabama is number 6 in all three polls.
Well, LSU, I mean, really, they
how about Georgia LSU? Who do you ever think you'd see Georgia and LSU 1-2?
No, I wouldn't, Paul. But you know, hey, I guess if you know, fellas, Tennessee should be up in there. I mean, they should be up in the top five.
Well, they're number 10.
Too.
They're number 10 in this poll.
Well, they should move up. The only one that ain't going to complain about any poll is the one sitting at the number one spot, Paul. And you know what? As I do. Most times than not, whoever starts the season number one don't finish number one. But
that
Georgia's got a chance to do it. It has happened. It has happened. And Georgia's got an excellent shot to do it.
So, Joe, let me ask you the easiest question I've ever asked. Who you got winning the national championship this year?
Alabama. I mean, hey, Roll Tide. I mean, I got to go with them, Paul, until they show me that, you know, well, I mean, I got to see them play. But, Paul, they always, you know, since
Joe,
they've
Joe,
been there, they've
you,
always had
a pretty. What were you about to say until they show me what?
Well, I mean, they got to show me, you know, that they can actually score points without a Heisman Trophy, you know, or one of the top quarterbacks in the country, because I don't think we're going to have that this year. So we're going to have to, that offensive line is going to be huge this year. Because if they can't plug holes, it don't matter who you got back there running the ball. They can't have three or four guys hanging on them in the backfield. That offensive line is going to be huge, and our defense has got to improve from last year. Because the only way we'll have a shot is that defense has got to stop them from scoring. And, you know, hey, if they can't score, they can't beat you. I think Barry Bryant used to say that. But, you know, hey. But I'm still going with Alabama because
okay,
I just
well,
think
Joe,
that.
By the way, did you ever get your health worked on?
It's Tuesday. I got to go do it Tuesday. So okay. Monday night, I can't eat or drink nothing after midnight. So
okay.
I'm sure I'll be hungry whenever. But Tuesday is when I got to go do it. And I don't know exactly what time Tuesday. I got to call Monday to find
okay.
out.
Well, you let us know how you do. We're thinking of you, and it's always great to talk to you. I-Man is up next.
Well, you know, Joe went out on a limb saying Auburn sucks with all the headlines we've been talking about for the last 6 months. Now, Auburn's not in those headlines unless of course, Hugh Freeze goes to tweet.
You're right.
You know, Paul, I told you there was a culture problem up in Tuscaloosa, and you got all wild-eyed and southern, you know, he was about to pop. Now you look like you could write a Hank Williams song, but he already used words, I'm so lonesome I cry. So you could just use, I'm damn miserable. You know,
you really know how to kick a man when he's down, don't you?
Well, I mean, you know, hey, you look at the opportunities you get. You don't get many. You pour all that damn salt on just like you can. And right now is that time, Paul. It's that time. It is that time. You know, we've heard all the negativeness from Nick Saban. You know, he's always talking to his team. Now he's talking to the fans. They suck, and Georgia has owned them for the last couple of years. They couldn't even get to the championship game. And then the men's basketball. Then this other guy with the domestic stuff. I'm telling you, the men's athletics in Tuscaloosa's got a pure culture problem that's not going away. I mean, it has fallen. Humpty Dumpty has fallen off that wall, and there's damn yolk all over the place. And there ain't no getting it up. I mean, on a good, warm, sunny, southern day, you can go out there and scramble that egg because it's done. That's Waffle House ready, scattered, smothered, and covered with SEC opponents. And you know, I'm sorry that I had to call you, but I did do this. I stayed on topic. You like that? I did my hands like Nick Saban from left to right. Stayed on topic. And you know, I know that there's some people out there that don't want to hear my voice. They don't. But when you're talking facts, when you're talking pure facts, they can't be ignored. And I know there's a lot of people that don't want to read headlines. Oh, that's the media going crazy. Well, I ain't the media. I'm just a caller, and Paul's a call taker, and these calls are directed by the callers. And guess what? You're going to hear it. Alabama's got a culture problem, and it ain't going away. And guess what? It ain't going to get no better. You got LSU. You got Auburn. You got Ole Miss sitting over here. And you got Arkansas coming on. You got Georgia. You got Tennessee. And Alabama is number six. When is the last time we saw Alabama with a six by itself unless it was a touchdown? This ain't a touchdown. This is a pushback, a shove in the hole, and don't kiss them damn wings. Or damn eagle. That's great.
We will take a break. Phone lines are open if you want one.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Kyle Peterson joining us in a few minutes to try to make sense out of this Alabama baseball scandal. Let's check in with Dwayne in Louisiana.
Paul Feinbaum, what's that, man?
Hey, Dwayne.
Going on, man. I here making that long money. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Hey, check this out. I got something to tell the SEC Nation. If you think your team ain't going nowhere, like Mississippi State, like Ole Miss, like Arkansas, Texas A&M, Kentucky, Tennessee, come join LSU. Doors open like the church say. The doors is open. We accept you right now. Come on in. Come on in. You think your team ain't going to make it this year. Come on to the LSU Tigers.
Huh? I'll pass that along, Dwayne.
What? What'd you say?
I said I'll pass that along to the audience.
Pass that along to the audience, Paul Feinbaum. If they think the team ain't going to make it, come on LSU Tigers this year. Come on, join it. The church is open. The door is open, like the good Lord say. The door is open. Bye, Paul, bye, bye. I'm my lunch break.
You take care of yourself out on that rig. Oh, man. Dustin is up next in Tulsa. Hello, Dustin.
Hey, brother. Well, the church might be open, but it's a false gospel. I don't want anything to do with LSU Tigers other than going to Baton Rouge and whooping their asses next year. But that's not why I called you. I wanted to call to encourage you a little bit, Paul. If all you Bama fans, you bunch of fools, think that Paul Feinbaum doesn't love Bama, you're wrong. If anything, he could possibly be accused of having a bias toward Alabama. But you don't blame the barometer when the pressure drops. You don't blame the thermometer when the temperature goes up. Those things are just instruments that give you an accurate reading of what's really going on around you. And, you know, Bama is not necessarily in decline yet, but, you know, things are trending in other ways. And Paul is he's just telling y'all the truth. And you don't want to hear the truth, so you attack the man with the message rather than looking inward and seeing what the real problem is. Paul, I got to tell you, man, we love you. And if they don't want you in Bama, we'll take you in Fayetteville, man. Instead of Woo Pig Suey, we'll Woo Pig Woo Paul Feinbaum, man. Instead of calling the Hogs, we'll call the Pauls. Woo, Paul Feinbaum! Thanks, man. We love you.
Thank you, Dustin. I'm on my way to Northwest. Henry is also out there in Fayetteville. Henry, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Paul. Thanks for pushing that button.
Thank you.
Or as the great Wolfman Jack used to say to the young girls on that 250,000-watt blowtorch out of Acuna, Mexico, put your hands on the radio and squeeze my knobs, baby.
Man, I miss the Wolfman. Clap for the
Wolfman. Did you listen to him?
Oh, sure.
He had it going on, man. He had those creatures between
what was the name of that song?
8 and midnight.
Clap for the Wolfman?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There were several rockers.
Guess Who did that, didn't they?
Who?
The Guess Who.
Guess Who? Yeah, Guess Who, Paul. Paul, you know, all afternoon I've been waiting for the Reverend Jim in Tuscaloosa to call in.
Yeah, I have too. I wonder what's going on with Jim now that...
In this time of need.
Yeah.
It's time to step up, Reverend Jim.
The right Reverend
Tell
Jim.
Us we're going to get through this, all right. Just another scandal. We're going to get through it, dude. You hear me, baby?
Well, Jim's busy right now. He's trying to exercise all the hate within him. That's not easy to do in an afternoon.
Remember Gary Blair calling in, Paul, and saying that Jim was his favorite caller?
I do. That was the last interview. Yes, that was quite a revelation here on the program.
Trip me out, man. Appreciate it, Paul.
Hey, you take care of yourself. Dave is up next. Hello, Dave.
Mr. Feinbaum, first time caller. I'm surprised I got through.
Well, I'm glad you did.
I like how Auburn fans want to talk facts. When the fact is, Auburn ain't done nothing since Cam Newton, I guess. But that's not why I called. I called about this. One of you callers, Matt, from that little Texas Aggie fan. You ever seen that cartoon, The Jetsons?
Oh, of course.
He sounds like Elroy off The Jetsons. I'm going to call his daddy, George, and tell him he's been using his minutes on his phone. Call him your show.
That's great. Wow. Murderer's Row right there. Let's continue. And Donnie is up next in Arkansas. Hello, Donnie. Donnie, you there? No. John is up next. Hello, John.
What do you say, Paul? How we doing?
We are doing great.
I just wanted to kind of correct the I man. He said that, you know, Georgia's on a roll, but Alabama hadn't been there in a couple of years. Well, it seems to me like that's who Georgia beat for the national championship this 2 years ago. Am I right or wrong?
Alabama was in the national championship game and lost to Georgia.
That's my point.
Right.
He said we hadn't been there in a couple of years. I'm just saying, no, we've been there. We went there with two crippled receivers.
Well, Alabama's
only
won two of the, last four national championships?
That's right. So,
correction. I think two out of the last five.
Right. You know, look, number one recruiting class again. Long way to go this year. I mean, how are you going to put that many first-round draft picks in the NFL and top draft picks and come right back? I mean, you know, let's see what Mr. Saban has to do. I'm not selling him out. He's the best up there.
He sure is. John, thank you very much. Orson is up next in Birmingham. Hello, Orson.
Paul, what in the world is going on with this mess? I can't believe Alabama. This mess at Alabama.
Yes.
It's the worst possible news that you could get out of Alabama. The worst. Out of any school.
Yeah, no, because it's going to lead to something very dark.
Yeah, if this was the golf team, people would be going crazy. It's the baseball team. It's the top three. This is an institutional disaster. Not happy.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think, again, there's going to be another story to this. You just don't make one call to somebody and give them, allegedly give them inside information. So, you know, what's at the root of it?
Pete Rose. Pete Rose.
Well, I mean, Pete Rose was betting on his own team, at least.
No, we're just making bets on who was on the other line, and that seems to be the choice around here. But, No schadenfreude, man. I'm not happy. This is devastating. This is devastating. Yeah. I hate it for him.
And by the way, Orson, if this was the only thing that's happened at Alabama this year,
really,
it would still
really
be bad. But it's not the only thing. There's been a long list of things that have happened.
Well, man, we love you. We miss you. Thank you so much for your
Orson,
time, Paul.
Thank you. I appreciate your call very, very much. So let's move along and talk to Chris in San Antonio. Hello, Chris.
Good afternoon, Paul. How are you doing? This is Chris. I'm calling in from Texas, and you guys are probably wondering why we're outside the SEC, but we're on the fringe of getting in. So when I was in Alabama, I lived in Alabama, just to give you a little history about myself. I lived [S1] Sure. [S2] In Alabama for about 3 years, 2016 to 2019. And
that's excellent.
Now that Texas has got a pretty good team going now, and I was just reading some articles on our backup quarterback being being recruited or trying to be called into entering the transfer portal, even though that's against the rules. Why is it, or how are teams getting away with doing that, Paul?
Well, Chris, there's simply no enforcement right now. And you know, everybody says the same thing, but it's accurate that it's the Wild West. And when there's nobody in charge, the NCAA simply has looked the other way. We'll get an update on the Alabama situation in a minute with one of the voices of college baseball, Kyle Peterson. He'll join us next.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Back, and of course, the big story in sports today, the firing of the baseball coach at Alabama. Kyle Peterson joining us in studio, who's literally the voice of college baseball for ESPN. Kyle, we'd much prefer talking about how the tournaments shape up, but this is the story of the day, and what is your reaction to it?
Shocked, honestly. I don't know. You could talk to anybody that's been around baseball, and nobody says a bad word about Brad Bohannon. Nobody. And they never have. Like, that's rare among coaches. Usually you're going to find somebody that has something, but not with him. And I think that's probably the most surprising thing. We've got to wait and see what happens, obviously, with everything. But we don't see this in baseball. I mean, in college baseball, like, you're excited if 10,000 people go to an LSU game. That's a big deal. You don't think about gambling. It really doesn't even figure in until you get to the end of the season. And so I think this piece is shocking, I would think, to the entire college baseball world because it's college baseball. And then that it involves Brad Bohannon is even more shocking.
We've had a lot of reaction, you know, from fans. I mean, you're immersed in this, and you know, I've heard the same thing over and over again. I didn't know you could bet on college baseball. Obviously, you did. But is it something you hear about very often?
No, never. I mean, maybe at the end of the year.
Okay.
Or you hear about, you know, Vegas has a line that so-and-so is whatever to win the whole thing.
Right.
But as far as a weekend, no. I mean, it's so commonplace in football and basketball. You think about it all the time. I mean, the line goes across the bottom line. We see it all the time. In baseball, no. You just don't. In fact, I was kind of surprised that you walk into just a normal casino and actually do that. I didn't know you actually could, but I knew you could at the end of the year. But no, it's there's a lot. I think everything about this has those within the game kind of shaking their heads today, saying, "I didn't know that you could do that." In addition to that, I didn't think this could happen.
you played the game at the highest level. You've been through it. You're around it every weekend and until Omaha, and then throughout the year. How much emphasis? You've answered the question on one level, but yeah. to the players, to the coaches, gambling is a big deal. Is it drilled into their heads at some point or not?
No, you just play. I don't know. I mean, maybe it's different. I think in the bigger sports, you probably know what the line is. But baseball in general, usually it's you win, you lose, right? I mean, football is a spread, and in basketball is a spread. In baseball, usually there's not a spread. It's a minus plus and whatever it is. And if you win, you win. And if you lose, you don't. I've never once heard anyone in baseball talk about a line. Never once. But I think part of that is because there really isn't a line. It is that. Like, you win or you lose. Basketball's different. Football's different. Baseball hasn't been that way, especially college.
And I didn't see the game last weekend on Friday night. Some people have called in and said they were watching, and I don't know where you were.
I didn't watch it.
But apparently Brad changed the pitcher at the last minute, which is fairly important in baseball.
It is. That's fair. I mean, I think with all this, like, let's wait and see what happens. Obviously, Alabama made a move quickly. And they wouldn't have if they didn't think there was a reason to make a move. At the same time, I've known Brad for 15 years. I think there's people in certain sports that you would look at and say, yeah, I could see that. He's not one of them. He's just not. And so I'm not saying what happened or didn't happen. I would simply say I'm going to hold out for a little bit.
Yeah. The starting pitcher, I believe, was scratched right before the game.
Yep.
A young man
yep.
came in who had not played in a while. So I'm sure all of that starts – I mean, if you're watching this in a casino,
sure.
which they are, everything is noted. Just Alabama starting a series tonight, and you've been on clubs, I'm sure, when things happen. What effect does it have? That really is important. These are young guys who are trying to make something out of the season.
I mean, I was in the big leagues when a manager got fired.
Sure.
And the next day, you're like, okay, what do you do? And I would think that's the same thing right now to some extent, but I think it's different in college, especially given what allegations are here. Like, it's one thing if you're coaching there. It's another thing if gambling is potentially involved. Your job is to go out and play. And I think kids in general have a way to just kind of marginalize stuff and say, okay, whatever happened, let's go play. And I have a feeling they'll probably do that. But it's definitely nothing that they woke up 2 days ago and thought was going to happen today. That's for sure. And for Jason Jackson, who is now running the program, he didn't see this coming. I mean, this is a little different Thursday than he thought it was going to be. That's for sure.
Kyle, this story broke about 7 hours ago.
Yep.
You're flying. I know you're coming across the country. But you're still, you got friends at every school,
yep.
every program. What you said shock earlier? Has that been fairly universal
across the board? Yeah, I think it's not just. I mean, I think it's those within the game, but I think it's. Honestly, I think it's those out of the game. Like, I mean, I had a buddy text me and said, well, you said, like, I didn't even know you could bet on baseball, college baseball at least. And to that point, I think there's just kind of confusion about how did this even happen. For those within the game, and especially those that know Brad, the feedback is, not that guy. Like, whatever. We'll see what happens. We have no idea what ultimately did happen, but the allegations, at least, you wouldn't think it's that guy. You just wouldn't. Like, if you sit down with, that's the guy you want to go have dinner with. That's the guy you want to have a beer with. That's the guy you want your kids to go play for. That's that guy. And I think that's what's so confusing for everybody is you just didn't see it happening.
There are a lot of unanswered questions, and you know this. There's always an overreaction. Maybe once we go. You can't do much to affect the image of the SEC in college baseball, but this is certainly something that until it's cleared up is going to be hovering at least over one program.
I think it's fair. I think it's sobering, too, to some extent, to where everybody looks at it and says, okay, maybe it is more like basketball. Maybe it is more like football. And to not, I mean, not to that extent, but it's different in this league, in that game, than any other league. It just is. And I think everybody probably looks at it a little bit differently now. I don't think everybody's going to run and start betting college baseball games. But at the same, I think, you know, not necessarily in a good way, but people are going to look at the game now. I mean, those that weren't paying any attention to college baseball, I mean, look what was just before us.
Right.
Like, they weren't talking about college baseball yesterday.
That's a betting show.
Exactly. They weren't. Nobody was talking about the Alabama series this weekend. They are now. So maybe there's a positive that comes out of this, that people actually pay attention to the game a little bit more, but it's sad that it has to come this way.
Finally, we reported this earlier, but I want you to say it because you're certainly, you're tied into the sport so much better than just an idle media report. But there have been, the feeling is that this has been contained to one person, that it didn't affect anyone else or any other player. Are you comfortable with what you've heard in relation to that?
I think you've read what I've read up to this point. So, yeah, at this point, yeah.
And I say that because there's no good story here.
Right.
But if it is contained to just one person, better than it could be.
That's fair. No, that's very fair. I mean, we've seen these before in other sports to where it's maybe not one person. Hopefully that's the case here, that it is one that, I mean, honestly, hopefully it is none by the time we get through this. But if it is any, you would hope it's only one. And yeah, I agree with you. If that's all it is, it's unfortunate. It stinks for them and the game and everything else. But yeah, if you can keep it to that, then you're looking at the positive. I like that.
It's my new.
You're that guy.
Yeah, no,
I know that.
You just don't know me well enough to think that.
I've watched you plenty,
Kyle. Thanks. I'd love that. We'll talk soon. We got a lot of conversations ahead as we work our way through the next 2 months. Thanks for coming in and on a very difficult and sobering story.
All good.
Kyle Peterson joining us. A few more minutes remaining on this Thursday.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network beginning at 3 Eastern.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business.
From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.